thought performance of both sides. They, you know, probably got a little bit more ball into the box and maybe a little bit more threatening in the final third. But I thought we built through the thirds very well, took the early lead. So particularly being the team away from home, then yes, I thought a draw was a fair result.
You say you got off to a flyer. What about their penalty straight after? I mean, it seemed quite a contentious decision.
Well, no, I think so. And having seen it and the angle that we've seen it, there's no doubt that that I think Lewis has got some of his shirt, but I think also that the lad has as well. And you see that every game. It could certainly pull out some circumstances. Our last home game where Lewis Knight was pulled in a corner, was pulled in the box. So it just feels harsh. It feels very harsh that he chose to give it at that time. When, as I said, it's something that you see so often.
And what about the team's performance overall after the two early goals?
Well, I think you've got to give the team credit because I think particularly taking the lead, getting the lift from that, and then of course conceding from the penalty, then I think you might have seen a team that might have sort of dipped for a while. But I thought we was always in the game. We chose to go with two up top. I thought we was always a threat in the final third, and I think we generally tried to win the game.
What about the performance of Bobby? I mean, was that maybe something a bit of a surprise for them as well? Because I mean, to be thrown into the sort of firing line straight up there.
Yes.
And for him, I imagine.
Yes, yeah. It's normally I'll name the team the day before, do all our work. And I sort of Denard, we had a little problem with Andrew Crofts this week, who'll be okay for next week. And so yes, it was a fairly sort of late-ish decision, but we know what Bobby can do, and it's for us about making sure we can keep him at that level, keep him fit. Certainly motivation's not a problem for him, but I thought there were some glimpses of his play today. I thought that were the reason why we brought him in.
Were there examples there of what young strikers can learn, and maybe young strikers at the club can learn from someone like him, the way he links up play and holds it up?
Yeah, I mean, testing it to him, I think it's because of his longevity, I think, in the game. He's had to change his game. We know that he won't have the pace and speed that he would have had, certainly as a player the first time around here. So he's had to adjust his game. He's a strong individual, but he's a very clever individual as well. And and we needed him today, and I thought he did ever so well.
And you had to adjust in defence, but bringing a captain in is not a bad thing, is it?
No, it's not. We as I said, it's been a tough week. We in effect lost four players this week, all minor, all very minor. But these things happen, and you have to try and adjust around. But what I was delighted with, of course, is to be able to bring Bobby in, and of course to be able to bring Gordon in, and you know, to have a strong enough bench as well that we feel that any changes that we can make, it will enable us to get a result.
Well, this has left you another point. I know everyone talks about the unbeaten run as well, but how happy are you? You've got a really busy period coming up. You just need to get players back fit and available. Is that the key?
Fit and available. Of course, Sam Baldock being out for a short period of time, I think that's a little bit of a blow. But we have to adjust, and there's no doubt when you're in this division, particularly playing against the likes of your Burnleys, and of course we play Middlesbrough and Birmingham and Derby and Brentford, you know, the teams that are very much at the top end of the table, you'll need this type of performance. And if we continue to get this type of performance, we've got a chance.
But with these injuries and illnesses, does that force your hand somewhat in terms of bringing players in, the loan window and everything?
Well, if I look at what the four we lost this week, I think we're quite confident that they'll all be available for next weekend. So they are minor ones. It was just a little bit of a bad week, a little bit of a freak week, really. No, I think that they'll all be available, and it'll be about making sure come Thursday that we've set ourselves up right for the period outside of this window.
And just from the fans' point of view, just I know it's boring to go through the list of the injuries and illnesses, but Calde's injured, am I right in thinking?
Yes.
Crofty hamstring.
Yes, Coldy, an injury, so, sorry, an illness, so he'll be fine. Crofty just felt his hamstring very slightly, but I think from where Crofty has been for the last year, we couldn't afford to take the chance with that one. Rowan Ince, a groin, but very, very minor. And Uwe, literally yesterday, his ankle yesterday, but minor, very minor.
I'll let him get back to the treatment table.
Yes, and hopefully we'll be fine.